kind of reached out to our school administrators across the state. Out of the items, a number of them, of course, and a variety of ideas of things that as an association we might target to improve. One of the big ones was the competitive balance misnomer or belief that there's still some concerns about the non-boundary versus the boundary schools and the competitive balance or competitive advantages of the non-boundary schools. And so the strategic planning group, when they got together, that committee steered us to forming a competitive balance committee. The tentative plan is to meet monthly, even throughout the summer, and leading in, and by the end of September of this year, that whatever outcomes might result in guiding the association forward related to competitive balance is to try to have some outcomes for the board of directors and or the membership to consider a bylaw change or a policy adjustment, whatever would fit based upon, you know, kind of what the committee determines are our best next steps to try to create some competitive balance within our membership.